The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Sunday morning news brief for November 25th, 2018. Quarter three of 2018 was a good one for the cruise lines. Website cruiseindustrynews.com broke down some of the 2018 Q3 figures for the big three lines. Carnival's net income for Q3 was $1.7 billion, Royal Caribbean was $810 million, and Norwegian was $470 million. And two Carnival Cruise Line ships now have the popular Seafood Shack. Carnival Breeze and Carnival Dream now have the New England-inspired eatery that serves lobster rolls, fried shrimp, crab legs, fish, clam chowder, and other fried items. The menu at the Seafood Shack is a la carte. And finally, a cruise ship powered by dead fish. That's what Norwegian cruise company Hurtigruten is moving towards. The line announced that they'll soon power their ships on a renewable liquefied biogas that is produced from dead fish. Biogas is considered one of the most eco-friendly fuels out there. The line plans to run six of their vessels on dead fish, battery packs, and liquefied natural gas by 2021. Hear Monday through Friday news briefs on our Cruise Radio News podcast feed. Subscribe today. More stories at cruiseradio.net. In Port Everglades, Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.